Hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing Weekend Edition. So let's recap the marketing and tech news highlights from the week. Meta has launched its paid verification program called Meta Verified in the UK at $9.99 per month each for Instagram and Facebook. The new Meta app that is a Twitter clone will be linked to Instagram, and it appears to have the internal code name Barcelona. Meta has been hit with a record-breaking $1.3 billion fine by EU data regulators and ordered to stop transferring the Facebook data of EU citizens to the U.S. Lead ads are getting an update with a new dynamic question flow, which will update automatically based on how people respond. Twitter has made changes to its paid plan, allowing you to upload 2-hour-long videos, which is an expansion from the previous 60-minute limit. Who is uploading 2-hour videos on Twitter? I don't know. I haven't seen them. Also in Twitter news, they're testing out new wording for its verification info pop-up, which would include an indicator of when your specific account was verified. In AI news, OpenAI launched an official iOS app that allows you to access it on the go, and they are going to start using Bing as the default search experience for ChatGPT. TikTok, in TikTok news, the state of Montana banned TikTok, and TikTok CEO Shaozi Chu said that the ban was unconstitutional and that he was pretty confident that his company will prevail in a lawsuit challenging the decision. Google's podcast search results can now open shows directly in Apple Podcasts. And in WhatsApp news, they're now going to let you edit messages with a 15-minute time limit. YouTube will soon add 30-second unskippable ads to top-performing content watched on connected TVs. Apple has restricted internal use of tools like ChatGPT. Zoom plans to embed Claude, the generative AI assistant introduced by Anthropic earlier this year, across all of its products, beginning with the Zoom Contact Center. Amazon's One Scanner can now verify your age when used in places like bars, making it much more than just an alternate way to make payments. It works by scanning the palm of your hand. And as you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that Saturday is both Wig Out Day and Nothing to Fear Day, which is hilarious. It's also Sunscreen Protection Day and Amateur Radio Military Appreciation Day. And then Sunday is International Day of Action on Women's Health. And of course, Monday is Memorial Day in the United States. And trending all across social media at the time of this recording is hashtag Road Trip Day, hashtag Friday Thoughts, and hashtag Friday Motivation. Have a wonderful week. Be safe and be well. And I'll be back Monday morning with a brand new flash briefing just for you.